This is. May such abundance visit your heart. A Jupiter Ascending fanfic written by Splash the Cat and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Jupiter Jones Kane Wise. With additional tags for Fluff, Jupiter Ascending Fic Challenge, Birthday Fluff. For the Fuck Yeah JupiterAscending.tumblr.com/birthday challenge, unbated. Or it may be that the honey in the cells has foamed to froth, has risen above, walls that could no longer contain that sweet, so the hand that tried to stay the overflow withdrew, gold-sheathed. May such abundance visit your heart today. Not rue, not pity. Luisa A. Gloria. Hay dust and bees swirl overhead, languid, lazy spirals in the late summer heat, glittering like little galaxies where the sun shines through the cracks in the barn's roof. Sprawled against Kane, sweat slicked and sticky and utterly content, Jupiter lifts one hand, idly tracing her finger in a slow, gentle circle. A few of the bees break off to whirl around it. This is never going to get old. Kane huffs a laugh she can feel vibrate right through her skin, and she drops her hand to splay her fingers over his heart, relaxing into the solid, steady thrumming. It's only been a few months, he says, covering her hand with his, pressing it against his chest. You haven't even left Earth again. You may yet find delights to eclipse this. Nope, Jupiter says, before mouthing along the curve of his jaw. Nothing is going to be better than this. Ever. A soft brush of feathers flutters down her side and hip as Kane shifts, curling his wings around her before tipping her onto her back and setting his teeth to the quickening pulse at her throat. She's just about to drag him all the way into her when Bad Blood, that's the last time she lets Mika borrow her phone, blares through the humid air. Ugh, Jupiter thuds her head back against the blanket spread across the hayloft floor. Shit, I forgot to call home. You have been distracted. Kane links at the tiny welts he'd pressed into her skin. Shut up, that's all your fault. She shoves at him ineffectually, and he eventually relents, letting her push him over so she can crawl free and find her pants. Dragging them onto the blanket, she fumbles her phone from the pocket and thumbs in her passcode. Oh. What is it? When she doesn't reply, he tugs at her wrist to peer at the series of text messages himself. Wait, it was your birthday? When? Like 3 days ago? Jupiter shrugs. I kind of forgot. I've been a little distracted, remember? She mutters way too defensively for her liking at his incredulous look, and texts Nino and her mother back, trying to remember her increasingly convoluted web of reasons and excuses for her absences. I'll have to go home for a while tomorrow, or my mother is going to hire somebody to hunt me down. That might be a fun challenge, Kane muses, ducking when Jupiter flings her pants at his head. I'll go with you if you like. Really? Are you sure? It was only my mother and Nino the last time. I don't think I can protect you from the full Bolotnikov experience this go. Birthdays get pretty raucous. Kane rolls his eyes. Jupiter adores that no matter how deferential he was in public, he has no qualms about sassing her when it's just the two of them. Please, I can't even remember how many bar fights I've had to haul Stinger out of. I think I'll survive. Vastly entertained by that picture, Jupiter sets her phone out of the way before flopping down again, pillowing her head on Kane's stomach. What about you? When's your birthday? He's silent for so long she doesn't think he's going to answer, and she racks her brain for some way to unawkward the moment. His voice is quiet and a little unsteady when he finally does speak. Most spices bred for specific tasks, like the military, aren't born precisely. My splicer used replicating vats. Easier quality control, much greater yield than biological births. I don't know when exactly I was decanted. It wasn't a thing we thought about. Decant? That's... Jupiter bites back that gross, horrifying, and totally screwed up that crowd up behind her teeth. Because she's guessed he knew this would upset her. That's why he hesitated. And lets out a simple, really sad. Kane shrugs. It's what it is. Kiza was born. True born, though. Stinger never talked about it, but from what I've heard around, he had someone, and they petitioned for a breeding permit. Breeding permits. Jeez. What happened? Dunno. She was gone before I met Stinger. He never talked about her. Kiza, either. And I didn't want to pry. Jupiter lets the slow stroke of Kane's fingers up and down her spine draw her mind away from the dizzying circles it's spinning as she tries to process all the implications behind what he's just told her and how it fits into the terrible inheritance she's been granted. She can't approach it in scale. It's just too big. She's going to have to break it out piece by piece, dreadful truth by dreadful truth. She's drifting a little, warm and somewhat eased, when he says, I wish I'd known about your birthday. I'd have done something. Kane, it's fine. It's not. A queen, he pronounces with exaggerated but utterly sincere solemnity, should be celebrated. I'd like to point out that you've been celebrating me pretty much every day since you got back from getting these, dude. She gently tugs at a feather on his wing, and he just grins. I haven't heard any complaints, Your Majesty. She pinches his belly, earning an undignified, indignant yelp. After everything that's happened, I feel like I have... She sucks in a little breath. Picturing a young Kane created for death and war. Kiza and Stinger and what they must have lost. I mean, I have so much. She waves a hand broadly through the air, scattering the twinkling dust and bees. My planet and my family. Stinger and Kiza. Flying boots, she says, just to needle him even as she leans in and presses a soothing kiss where she'd pinched. Then more up along his chest. A long, slow meander to his mouth. You? I don't need anything else. And she doesn't need more, she thinks, as Kane winds his fingers through her hair and gently bites her chin before licking his way into her mouth. She has so much now. And yes, some of it is really going to suck down the road, because she's not naive enough to think she can avoid dealing with Serafi's legacy for much longer, but... But she breaks away, inspiration momentarily overwhelming desire. But you do? What? You! Jupiter smiles, gleeful. You need a birthday. He blinks, befuddled. Jupiter, I appreciate the sentiment. She claps a hand over his mouth. Royal decree, Kane. If I deserve such a celebration, then so do you. Kane nips her fingers and then laces his through hers when she snatches her hand away from his teeth. Your Majesty is generous, but ridiculous. The soft smile that plays across his face takes any sting from his words. But Jupiter isn't having any of it. She sits up and crosses her arms. Are you denying your queen her wish, Mr. Wise? Fine. He rolls up to his knees and plucks her phone up. He types in her passcode before she can tell him what it is and quirks a grin at her exasperated, hey! Jupiter cranes her neck to see that he's pulled up her calendar, scrolling back through it, brow furrowed, clearly working through whatever galactic calendar space people use to Gregorian, before nimbly adding an event to the app. There, he says, handing her the phone. It's a date a month or so before they'd met. That was the day Titus pulled me out of the Deadlands, he says, before she can ask. Seemed appropriate. Oh. Oh! He's ducked his head, The tips of his ears suddenly flushed pink, and Jupiter can't help but kiss one. That's kind of a big milestone birthday. I should get you something. I have Stinger back, and Kiza, my wings. And once again they flutter around her, pulling her against him. You, my queen. My queen. How could I need anything else? It's a rhetorical question, thankfully, because if she says anything right now, she's going to probably cry or ask him to marry her or something else equally awkward. So instead, she kisses him and kisses him again until her heart is no longer thundering in her ears. I'll make you a cake, she finally offers, when she thinks she can speak without disaster.
You told me you can't cook,
he replies into her hair, and oh, the fondness in his tone, the utterly steadfast devotion. So it will be a terrible cake. Jupiter hiccups a watery laugh and buries her face against his shoulder, clinging to him as he noses behind her ear, the wafts of his breath as he breathes in her scent sending shivers all through her. Never, ever, ever going to get old, she thinks. Because with cane wrapped around her, the setting sun warming her skin, and the hum of the bees above her, the universe just can't compete. The end.